Welcome back to Goonies World. My name is Goonie, also known as Colin, and I am here with Looneycorn, also known as Lynn.
Hello, hello.
And we've got Johnny Farrow, also known as Sean.
Hey, hey, hey.
And our game master, once again, Meanie, also known as Ryan.
Hello, everybody, and we are going right back to Alaska, where our trio of Bigfoot-seeking adventurers have encountered a trio of... Did I describe you guys as a trio? Because now I've just used trio twice, and I feel self-conscious about it, if I did.
But I forgot. Just don't do it again. Anyway. It'll be a trio of self-consciousness.
True. Yes. True. Which is very close to trio, but not quite. Anyway. Yes, you ran into this. These three alien slash. I mean, there was some speculation about possibly sort of transdimensional being type things. But anyway, they are very, very tall. And they. Well, they. The forest. Around you sort of got very dark, and these things approached you and they're kind of this sort of they almost look like holographic projections, and they're very tall and disproportionately long arms and legs, sort of like Slenderman, if you've seen that online. And they have, as I mentioned before as well, these sort of torsos seem to be almost look plaid, red and black pattern, much like the shirt that Sean is wearing right now that none of you can see. this sort of interference almost, it looks like, almost like they're being played back from a VCR, like on VHS tape. They kind of glitch around and stuff. But it's, as I recall, you had sort of pled with them to let you in, or at least let Bart in on some of their knowledge. And if I remember, they had said something about you're not ready for that information or something like that. But then you sort of pled with them to at least help Bart. And we kind of left it off with them saying, well, we'll have to talk to our supervisors or something like that. So, and the wait, as you are standing here, and it's kind of, you know, it's still very dark. And it shouldn't be. I mean, it doesn't get very dark at this time of year in this part of the world. So it's much darker than would be natural, which is caused by something.
Maybe there's an eclipse.
There could be. That does tend to make it dark. But it has gone on far longer than just a couple minutes at this point. So, if it is an eclipse, it's at the longest eclipse in the history of the universe, or at least in the history of this solar system. So these guys are these sort of Slenderman kind of guys that you stand there in silence for several minutes while they're apparently relaying information with their, you know, superior supervisors, whatever. And then transmitted into your brains as before, because these things don't actually talk. They aren't actually there. Although You don't know that, I suppose, but maybe that'll be a question you'll ask them. But anyway, they come back and transmit in your brains. You have the words. We have been permitted to answer questions under the condition that these memories are subsequently replaced.
Oh my God. They're gonna do it. They're gonna tell me. Is it just me? Or do we all get to answer or ask questions?
You will all be granted the opportunity to ask questions because you will then all have these memories removed and replaced with memories that will be synchronous with one another.
So you're kind of saying it's like on Bewitched when they replaced Dick Sargent with Dick York. I told Elizabeth it was a terrible idea, but you know. I was left wondering which Dick is this? Which is.
It'll be much like that tale of two
Which
dicks.
Is funny. It reminds me of a story about Susan Sarandon, but I'll save it for another time.
Tale of Two Dicks starring Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. I couldn't get off the ground. We had the financing. Dino De Laurentiis backed out at the last minute. She was good to go. We had Barry Bostwick and Travolta waiting in the wings.
Barry Bostwick? Why do I know that?
Damn it, was Janet.
Rocky Horror? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm scared to ask any questions. Does someone else want to go first, maybe? I don't know if I want to know the truth. I mean, I thought I did, but what if I don't like it?
Well, you're not going to remember anyway, so I'm kind of wondering what good does it do to have some questions answered, and then we don't remember the answers anyway, and yeah.
Well, we'll know. How's this? I mean, we'll know for a little bit. We won't forget, like, the second we get the answers, I don't think. How long before, like, this doesn't count as one of the questions. I want to know, like, when, how soon will the memories be replaced?
It's so tempting to go meta and have them tell you, you know, by the end of the episode, but they don't actually say that. Well, we do not have the ability to interact with you on a physical level. These memories will have to be replaced by some friends of ours.
Oh.
And they have not arrived.
Okay. Friends. Oh, anybody got any burning questions to ask these gentlemen in plaid?
Yeah, what's the deal with Bigfoot? Now, is he brought here by UFOs or what? There seemed to be some kind of connection. Because we saw the little pyramid spacecraft, right? And then we saw the Bigfoot. Now, Randy Bigfoot, too. He's trying to get her on with River here. And, you know, but I was just curious what the connection was between the UFOs and the Bigfoots. That's what I want to know. I mean, you come down here and do a little genetic tinkering. I mean, to put it mildly, did you little slip it into some monkeys at some point? Or did you, like, cross a human with an ape? Or was just the Bigfoot himself just, you know, from, I don't know, Sagittarius or something?
That was a lot of questions in a very short period of time.
I can't help it. It's just the way my mind works.
We think the gist of your question is, what is the deal with the creatures?
What's the deal with that? Yeah.
And to answer your question, I can't even remember if you told them about the one you ran into at the crash site.
There was, I don't remember, but there was something, we were told I don't know about the one we ran in, but the ones that were in the pyramid, I think they said that were they were not the same. Something like that. They were different.
I will attempt... We. I keep saying I because I'm so used to saying I, but they always say we. we will attempt to answer your question to the best of our ability. There are some native creatures which very closely resemble some non-native creatures which have over time adapted their appearance to resemble the native creatures so that they might pass as such a creature.
Well, that's certainly interesting. Just imagine, we're the first people to know this. The people have been asking this for ages, and now we know. We have to try to hold on to this memory. They're going to replace it. I don't want to let them. I'm gonna concentrate real hard on this memory. They're not gonna take it from me. They put in some stupid memory, probably that I don't even want. Probably another memory about me, about kids calling me names, something. You could just take all those memories right now. Only want good Bigfoot memories.
What you're saying, though, is that they could have some alien connection. An alien creature comes here slowly over time, tries to make himself look a little hairier, a little more bipedal, that kind of thing.
Yes, there is a non... I don't want to say non-native, but there are two different... species, not from this planet, which are engaged in a war, and one of them, the more malevolent one, has recently been spending time on this planet. Well, not even just recently, but over it would seem recently from our perspective, but not from yours. Been spending time on this planet and attempting to disguise themselves as native creatures.
Those are Bigfoot, bad Bigfoot doppelgangers.
Yes.
Yeah, one of those had tried to have sex with me. He wanted to mate with me. I didn't think that was very cool. No means no. You can't just go around mating with people, you know, without permission and stuff. Kind of rude.
Unfortunately, malevolent aliens are not concerned about your consent.
Neither's Phil Spector.
Oh, damn.
All right, I got a question for you. What's with all the anal probing that we hear about with aliens? What's that about?
It is likely that these are fictional encounters combined with encounters from species that we are currently not monitoring.
Yeah, there's a rogue alien species out there to have a hidden anal agenda.
So you're saying you don't belong to the ones with the anal agenda then? Them's different aliens?
We have not discovered every species in your galaxy, let alone your universe. The ones we have discovered, we do observe, you among them, as well as the rapey creature you describe, as well as some friends of ours who will be here to physically interact with you in ways that we can't.
So how many are there?
In this galaxy or in this universe?
Well, let's start with the galaxy.
More than your mind could probably comprehend. But of those that we are have discovered and are monitoring, thousands.
Well, I just won a bet with Carl Sagan. I was selling him a nickel bag back in Ithaca, New York in 74, and he said it was likely to be in the millions. Now, next time I see him, I'm going to say, Carl, you're wrong, buddy, you're wrong. It's thousands. I've talked to the aliens, and I know. Of course, I might not remember by then.
Thousands and thousands.
But they said that was, they said that was just in the galaxy. Maybe Carl Sagan, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, and maybe he was talking about within the universe. So we just found out about one galaxy. We didn't find out about the whole universe.
No, he's talking about the galaxy. The galaxy's bigger than you can. He's right, this plaid fella here, bigger than we can comprehend, you know. But I'm not, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I found out the ultimate truth of things and then forgot it. You know, I was tripping with Burgess Meredith at the Palace Hotel Ballroom in Chicago in 72. He told me the secret to life, the universe, and everything. Went right out of my head by the next day, so, you know. Or maybe Burgess Meredith is one of them. But you know, from what I've heard, Burgess Meredith could be one of the buggering aliens, for all I know.
We feel like we should also point out that when we say thousands, this is merely what we have discovered and are under our observation. It is probable that there are some we have either been unable to discover because we do not recognize them as life forms, or we simply have not discovered them because they are, you know, the you know was me, not him, of course.
You know,
bro. Because they just remain hidden. They do not emit anything which we could detect.
Can you guys see the future? Like, do you know what's gonna happen?
No. But we are, through our observations and our friends, we are attempting to influence the future in certain directions.
What kind of directions?
So you're Republicans, is what you're saying.
No, prosperous directions for everyone, not just the rich.
Yeah, it's like I told Dick Nixon. I said, buddy, don't keep the tape recorder in the desk, you know.
Could you influence my direction? Like, make it go better than what it's probably going to go?
Do you have a specific request? We could certainly make an attempt.
Well, if you guys could, like, take care of all the bullies, you know, that are, you know, the kids that come into the bowling alley, you know, just, I don't know what to do with them, but scare them real good. Tell them that I'm a real badass, you know. They're not to mess with me. And then make a girl come in to the bowling alley and make her you know, be in love with me and take off her clothes and all that.
Heck, I could have arranged that for you 2 years ago. You know. Why don't you ask for what you really want? We all know it's a Bigfoot girlfriend. Why don't you just say it? You want a Bigfoot girlfriend? Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Maybe, can I order up, like, some world peace and solve world hunger? And maybe you could just laser gun those bullies and all the corrupt people and all that stuff and just make it a nice little happy world. Just laser gun them guys. Just get rid of the bad ones.
We do not have that ability, and we cannot interface physically directly with your world. And unfortunately, our friends who can are currently engaged. Their resources are indisposed largely due to an ongoing battle with the malevolent foreign creatures who have begun colonizing your forests.
Oh, that's not good. How you kill those guys? I mean, how do we kill them? I know Bart's against all that and all that, but it sounds like it could be pretty bad if they're malevolent, you know, the bad thing. They're bad.
Perhaps the real question is, how can you tell if you're dealing with a malevolent foreign creature or a native?
Oh.
Yeah. I'd say that's relevant. Mm-hmm.
I could probably tell. I mean,
you probably could, but I think you are one of the few.
Yeah. I'm special.
So, the rapey fella, I'm guessing he is one of the bad ones.
Did you say is or isn't?
Is.
Yes, your assumption would be correct.
All right, so I could have just shot him and not felt bad about it, huh?
Yes.
See, Bart wouldn't let me.
And in fact, it is unlikely that had you done so, it would have killed it, but it certainly would have caused it a grievous injury.
I see how you kill them then.
That is one possible way. Although they do have significantly advanced technology, should they choose to employ it, in the form of shielding and armor and such that could potentially deflect such a thing. But they are not typically utilizing such a thing when they're here, because they're not, you know, they're not fighting the wilderness on this planet.
Well, how do we tell the good from the bad? You know, is it like a difference between like Zero Mostel and Dom DeLuise? Or is it, you know, it's a little different?
I think we think perhaps the simplest way is that if it is not attempting to kill you immediately, it's probably not one of the bad ones.
Okay. But basically what you're saying is you're just trying to subtly influence our universe for the better against some malevolent threat from outside, what, space and time? Which leads me to a real question. Just where the heck are you guys from? You say you're not here, can't interact with us physically. You know, I heard Bart talking about interdimensional beings. Are you all interdimensional? Are you angels, maybe? Are you the Nephilim? Are you the sons of God? What's going on here?
In a manner of speaking, we would say that is not entirely inaccurate. And to be clear, it is possible through great effort to, at times, make physical contact or shape physical things, but it is not typical because of the great effort required.
You guys are like the The Anunnaki. Yeah.
We have many names.
You're talking about Dave Anunnaki again? From Tuscaloosa?
You know all so many people, but no, it's not correct.
Oh, yeah, I think these guys are. They're like the ancient aliens. They came down in the olden days, and people said, hey, those must be angels. That's what I'm thinking. Except you guys wear some goggle helmets and appear to like the Anasazi people, because I've seen a painting of one of y'all with long legs right there on the cave paintings down in New Mexico. Except you had more of a bulbous head back then. I don't know, maybe one of y'all had a head cold or something. But definitely the long arms and legs. You know, people might forget. You might flashy thing him and make them forget. But, you know, there's evidence out there, just so you know. Can't hide the truth forever.
Yeah, you guys try this to scrub all your the evidence, but you some got out. You left the, you know, you might have erased their memories, but you couldn't erase their art.
Certainly there were and have been throughout your species' history interactions with various other species that we observe. And through several instances in the short history of your species, these interactions have produced all sorts of things. Many great wonders, lines in the desert pyramids. Pyramids are very special to several different peoples whom we observe.
Yeah, I tell you, they don't work for shit. I'm telling you, I spent a weekend with Timothy Leary in the Palisades in 68 with a pyramid over my head, and I got nothing. No enlightenment, nothing. You know.
Did you guys build, I know you talk about pyramids, but what about Stonehenge?
No, Timothy Leary and me didn't have anything to do with Stonehenge.
No, not you. You guys, what's the deal with the plaid anyways that you have? Are you guys part of the Minute Plaid, or are you just, it's just a, like that, that's the way you look?
It is just the way we look when transmitted in this format. But our appearance and our occasional involvement with these malevolent foreigners has, I believe, or we believe, led people from your species to then dress in a similar fashion and dissuade people from encounters with both the malevolent foreigners and the natives.
When you say foreigners, just to be clear, you know, you're not talking about Germans, right? You're talking about somebody from outside, and I'm getting the feeling you don't even, they're not from another planet either, right? You're talking about from outside this universe. They from another dimension? Another parallel universe? What's the deal there?
Oh no, they are from very nearby, relatively speaking.
In Australia?
A different star system entirely.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So what's up with that ship down there in Roswell they got down there in New Mexico? Something happened back in the 50s or something? What up with that?
Some friends of ours had an unfortunate accident.
Oh, that's terrible. They really got an alien that they did an autopsy on?
It is not clear what happened to the remains of our friends.
I think they got shrink-wrapped in there in Phil Spector's attic, is what I think. I saw something shrink-wrapped up there. But, wow. So what? But what about you? You're not from another planet, no, another solar system, are you? We can't even see what you really look like. That's how different our perceptions are, right? We can't totally perceive you in your totality, because you're like from the 12th dimension or something, right?
While we do not typically use numbering schemes, I think we think the best way to explain it would be a parallel universe where we have developed over many, many thousands of years very advanced technology which allows us to transmit information and occasionally matter back and forth between universes.
How many universes are there? Is it like 7 or is it like infinite?
More than any living being could count.
Well, okay. I owe Robert Fripp an apology. He told me the same thing at the Bear Paw Casino back in 73. Right before he threatened to leave King Crimson for the fourth time. But,
I got the question. So do y'all ever, dress up like humans or, like, move through the world as humans? You got special costumes and stuff so that I could be having a conversation with someone and it's not really someone, but it's a alien instead? Does that go on? That kind of stuff?
Not that we have observed or engaged in. The only way we can typically interact with this universe at all is simply through information transfer.
Were you talking about, like, dreams?
No. The way we are communicating now, we are transferring information back and forth.
You know, like, sending kind of weird waves of signals into my head, are you? Because, I don't know, I don't like messing with my brain. I'm very health conscious.
Not at the moment.
Except for all the drugs you do, you mean?
Oh, no,
that ether
that's
shit.
That's just a conspiracy theory, you know, the General Mills and places like that. They don't want you to have all the good stuff. But, you know, I think I might have met an alien or two. I knew a guy who didn't use numbering systems either, Davy Jones of the Monkees. Couldn't count to 4 to save his life. They had to use studio drummer on all that stuff. So, you know, he could have been one of you guys. Did you lose a little one? Like a little one of you once?
Are you suggesting that Davy Jones of the Monkees was a transdimensional alien?
No, I'm suggesting that he can't count to 4. You know. I ain't thinking all the live footage. You're just standing there, you know, with a tambourine. That's all I'm saying. They had to switch off the whole drummer thing. I told him, never mind, that's just a whole nother story. I don't want to get into all that right now. But,
what about, the Loch Ness Monsters? Is he an alien?
Nessie, the girl's name, come on.
I knew that. Is she, an alien too, or is she just a plesiosaur that somehow survived?
Hmm. We will have to check the knowledge base.
He looks it up on the internet. Oh, let's see.
We'll have to check the internet.
Hey, you're to influence the future. Could you invent an internet? You know, I know that the military's working on around the DARPANET or whatever, but I'd really like to, you know, see some certain images from Thailand that I can only get to, you know, if I fly there. So,
I'll bet you would.
It appears that the Loch Ness, the monster you describe as the Loch Ness monster, is in fact an ancient native creature.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So it's a plesiosaur. Okay, so thank you, sword.
It could please you, me.
I got a question. And listen, I'm pretty sure, you know, the Burt Reynolds can't really grow a mustache. So I want to know, do they just wax that, or just, like, glue that on to Burt? Or how are they handling that whole thing? I'm pretty sure he's a native.
I regret to inform you
that he could be an alien.
Burt Reynolds' original home is Alpha. No.
I knew it.
I'm afraid to inform you that this man's mustache is real, and this episode is getting increasingly silly.
Well, you know, we figure we might have to kill a little time. So, how often do you get a chance to grill, an interdimensional being from the 12th dimension or wherever you're from? How often do you get to interview the Nephilim? That's what I want to know. So, sure. But hey, I got a question for you. Is Elvis still alive? Because I'm pretty sure we saw him. He's going under the name Jarvis Easley. You know anything about that?
Checking. Yes, this seems to be true.
All right, I knew it. You know, before we leave here, we're going to go back to that cabin, and we're going to find him. We're going to get that guy to jam with us.
Well, I don't know if he's going to jam with us. I mean, who are we to play with Elvis Presley?
We're Bing fucking Kingsley and his entourage. That's who we are. Don't sell yourself short.
That's right.
No, I don't...
That's right, Bart, you need to work on your confidence.
I've been telling him that for years.
My friend.
Yeah, I know. Well...
Maybe we need to have an intervention or something with Bart here and get him making self-affirming statements in the mirror every day and that sort of thing.
Well, that's...
I hear that works.
That's what Colorado was supposed to be. We were supposed to let loose it. And I was supposed to, gain some confidence. But, we did some pretty wild things. But, it's hard being Bart Garfinkel. Knowledge that I have now has empowered me, at least for a little bit, you know. So, yeah, I think I could go kick it hard with Elvis. I could play any instrument, sing, or whatever, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Good for you,
Bart. I got a question.
Keep up with them positive affirmations.
I got a question. Speaking of positive... You say you're trying to influence our world and towards the greater good. Is that right? Am I understanding that right?
To whatever extent we influence your world, we attempt to do it in a way that will benefit your people. However, that is not the primary reason we are here. We are here to help our friends... to whatever extent we can, in their... Well, I guess you would call it a war effort against the malevolence.
Well, so you're talking about Satan, the great Satan? Or is that just like a human construct, or a human somehow aware of this malevolence subconsciously, right? And so we call it Satan. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, so Phil Spector is Satan. Okay.
He's talking about the rapey folks and what.
So am I.
I mean, I think there's more, they're more than the rapey folks, but the rapey folks are included in that group.
Yeah, but basically what you're saying, you're kind of the good guys, right? I mean, as long as no one messes with you, you're just more like observing and gently nudging here and there.
That is what we attempt to do. And through our friends to occasionally bring certain types of enlightenment to your people.
We brought a lot of enlightenment to us, you know. I'd like to talk you out of, you know, don't replace the memories on this one with something comparable. I mean, what could be comparable to any of this? You know, I got a story to write for National Geographic about Bigfoot. And I got some of what I need, you know. I got good shots of Bigfoot's penis, okay? And I tried to get photographs of you guys. You don't even show up in our spectrum of light. So, but I just want to beg you, please, please, don't take our memories away this special time. You know, well, no one's going to believe me anyway when I write it. They're just going to say that nut job's on drugs. So what's the difference? I mean, hell, I probably won't remember this by, like, 87.
Unfortunately, you agreed to this before we agreed to tell you anything.
Well, okay. I guess you got a point there, but I don't remember signing anything, you know. I don't know what you guys are up on the latest contract laws, but, you know, I didn't sign nothing. But that's all right. Don't take all my, you know... I'm not going to push you too hard. I'll end up a drooling idiot, right?
End up?
I'm not going to let you guys do to me what you did to Francis Farmer. Nice. Not letting it happen.
Just take some more ether.
That's a good idea. Hey, what do you guys... Oh, you can't interact physically. I was going to give you all a little taste here. The old ether. A little sniffaroo, but...
If your questioning has concluded, our friends are waiting.
Man, I don't like people putting their fingers in me. I mean, not in my brain.
Is it gonna hurt?
No, you just relax. Oh, you're talking about the brain. Okay.
It will not hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly what Davy Jones told me.
Well, if you're gonna do it, just get it over with.
Well, listen, you know, even though you're gonna take the knowledge away from us, I guess we're honored that you shared this with us, and that we've been a part of something much bigger than we can understand.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Usually I'm just a badass bush bitch, but now I got all this extra knowledge for about another 30 seconds or so. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, you're a
very well
badass, brilliant bush bitch, but only for the next few minutes.
I will send the signal to our friends.
I'd just like to suggest that Bing's chemical compounds in his brain and his neural wiring are so messed up, you know, because he's been hitting it hard since like 55, you know, so anyway, he wasn't that old, but you know, maybe he'll retain a little bit of it just because his brain is like soup.
Well, I was gonna give everybody a roll.
Yeah, seeing as we're playing a game and all, we might want to roll some dice at some point.
Yeah, that would be advisable. So, as you stand there in the darkness, I was going to say creatures, but they're not really creatures. They're more like three projections. Kind of begin to fade, and the darkness begins to brighten. And you can once again sort of see the sky and everything, and the mountains in the distance and whatnot. And you also see what can only be described as a flying saucer in the sky, sort of beelining towards your direction. And it gets larger and larger in the sky, and then this bubble on the bottom side of it turns transparent, and this blinding light envelops the three of you. And you momentarily find yourselves on board, and it's very disorienting. On board this strange craft that you, I mean, you're just trying to take it all in, but you see very clearly some gray-skinned, large-headed, large almond-shaped eye aliens who are wearing clothes of some kind, which is odd because that's not often how they're described, but they almost look uniformy, not in any sort of uniform that you would, you know, recognize, but certainly has that. I mean, they all are so similar, they have to be like a uniform or something, right? But you're standing amidst these, and it's like these guys are standing here waiting for you. Yeah, so you're kind of looking around, sort of confused, and then another blinding flash of light, and it's like, it's almost like being asleep, but it's more like being dead, which is properly hard to explain, it's like you're just not there anymore. And so you have no sense of time and no sense of self. And when you eventually come to, you are flying southbound in Rivers Plain with memories of this being completely contiguous, right? Like you pop into consciousness, but it's not like you popped into consciousness because you remember having been sitting there for the last couple hours as you've been flying. You had a very successful expedition into the Alaskan Triangle. You think you got some pretty good shots of Bigfoot. They're probably going to be pretty blurry because they always are, but you think you even managed to get a picture of his penis.
Yeah!
And you are descending into Fairbanks, and you arrive there without incident. However, let's see to what degree, if any, you retain any actual memories. And I think the way that I want to do that. Kind of debating. I should have figured this out before. I didn't really think about it.
Be it perception or intelligence? Maybe. I don't know. I think perception might fit even more than intelligence. But
I think that's good, and I think what I think roll make, but it's not going to be a normal check, right? Like, roll and compare it to your perception, and the farther away in whatever direction you are from perception, your perception score, the less you remember, and the closer you get, the more you could potentially remember, right? And if you get it right on, I'm not going to say you have perfect memory, but that'll be, you know, you'll be able, definitely be able to retain at least more than you would if you were further away.
My perception is a 71, but I rolled a 40, so...
Hey, you know, but for a minute there, I thought I had a dream about a UFO. It was getting closer and closer and closer, and then there was a bright light, but then I realized it was just a suppressed memory of the time I got hit in the face with a frisbee at a barbecue at James Garner's house.
Being 30 off isn't really that bad.
Yeah, so I definitely remember a disc.
Well, my perception is 68, and I rolled a 19.
Oh, gosh. Well, Bing certainly remembers more than you, and it may be possible.
I remember that... a penis.
Oh, we do remember that anyway, so.
I remember a different penis.
I remember a frisbee.
I remember lots of penis.
I remember a frisbee and a guy in a plaid sports coat trying to sell me something.
I rolled a 68, and my perception is 74.
Ooh. All right, well, that's close enough that you get a little bit of an unsettling feeling as you're landing, descending and landing into Fairbanks, as though something isn't quite right, although your memories seem perfectly intact, and you guys have been discussing your adventure this whole time as you've been flying, and how cool it is, and how... you know, good of an article Bing is going to be able to write for National Geographic and so forth. But definitely over time, there will be weird flashes and dreams and stuff for River and to a lesser degree for Bart. I think it sounds like Bing's probably fried his brain to the point that he could just make up whatever he wanted and he believe that.
Yeah. I got a lot going on in there. I can't always control it. But hey, you know, once we get back to Fairbanks, we gotta get in the car immediately. And we gotta head back and talk to this Jarvis Easley.
Yeah, definitely.
Will you...
I guess.
So you do get landed. I'm imagining that before long you are on the road... back towards the cabin you stayed at here, and somewhat further up the gravel road is where Jarvis said he stayed. As I remember, you didn't actually visit him at his place. He came because of the gunshot.
Yeah, he kind of... So. We got the feeling it was definitely close enough for him to hear a shot, and he kind of gave us some vague, you know, idea where he was at, like up the road or up the hill or something.
Right, yeah, and it's just kind of further up the mountain. So you pass the Alpine Lodge and continue up the gravel road. For a while, and you know, it's switchbacks and everything all up the side of this mountain. And eventually you come to a... you don't even have to guess whether this is Jarvis's cabin, because the beat up old pickup truck that he had visited you in is parked outside. So this is, it's very clearly his place, or at least he's here.
I think he should have like some blue suede hiking boots or something sitting out front of the place.
Well, if he does, he stole them from Carl Perkins. But, no, listen, now, don't be nervous, you know. He's the king, but he puts his pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else, all right?
I'm not convinced that he's Elvis Presley.
I'm going to prove he's Elvis Presley. Watch this! I'm going to knock on his door.
I think it's weird in this situation that Bart is now the skeptical one when he is usually so open-minded.
Well,
sure when you're talking about Bigfoots.
Well, unfortunately, there is no answer on the at the door. And when you knock the door open, there's just Travis Heasley dead on the floor in front of the toilet. No, just kidding. Hold on now. It takes him couple of minutes, and eventually the door opens, and the man looks, the bearded man with the graying hair and beard looks kind of surprised to see you again. He says, well, now, I didn't think you'd be coming right up here this quick.
Well, remember last time we talked, you said I looked familiar, you know. Now I remember, buddy, now I remember. Graceland, 73, you're giving Ann Margaret a piggyback ride. You fell backwards into the swimming pool. I remember it now. I know you. Listen, man, I know you're Elvis, all right? But don't worry, we're going to keep your secret. But we only got one condition, all right? You got to jam with us.
I'm playing mean tambourine.
Well, all right. But I'm going to have to erase your memory. Sorry. That's so stupid. So he lets you in, and he's got a guitar hanging on the wall of his cabin. He pulls it down. He says, well, you got a tune in mind. He starts finger plucking it. I guess that's where we'll leave
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I got a tune in mind. You can play it right now.
Hit an A and then do that little suspended four thing a couple times.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Alaska morning, a poor little baby Bigfoot's born in Alaska.
In Alaska.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she understands, it's hard to live in this cruel land in Alaska.
In Alaska.
People try to understand, reach out and take that hairy hand, or he'll grow up to be an angry Bigfoot someday. Well, take a look at what you see, it's just cryptozoology. Or do we simply disbelieve and look the other way?
Well, the world turns. National Geographic wants to print some pics, so we gotta get a shot of Bigfoot's dick in Alaska.
In Alaska.
The government lies. Conspiracies control the narrative, 'cause they already know that Bigfoot lives in Alaska.
In Alaska.
Then one day in desperation, Bigfoot breaks the rules. Damn dirty ape starts to charge, tries to rape, but he's not so large
in between his thighs.
We didn't want to fight the furry guy, so I thought fast and shot a gun in the sky in Alaska.
In Alaska.
And as Bigfoot flies
in Alaska.
On a cold and gray Alaska morning, another little baby Bigfoot's born in Alaska. And his mama cried
in Alaska.
In Alaska.
Hey King, this reminds me of the time I was jamming with Frankie and Sammy at the Copa in 68. I said, Frank, it's not your way, it's our way, you get it? He says, get out of here, you pinko freak. I make one phone call and you're
Hey everybody, if you like our podcast, don't forget to leave us a good rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, or wherever you're able. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Goonies_World. And check out our website at GooniesWorldPodcast.com. Email us at GooniesWorldPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.